Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
'Cause there's something down there.
Oh, morning! Yay! Happy Christmas,
morning.
Everyone.
Good morning.
Morning. Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, yeah. Do you have a lovely time, Swampy?
Not really.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you all had a lovely Christmas at home.
Humbug!
Welcome to a brand new episode of Red Rebel Radio. I'm Ben here. I'm a bit poorly this week, Swampy. And down the other end of the phone is the aforementioned Swampy. Hello, Swampy.
Good morning, radio listener. Good morning, Benjamin. Good morning, the rest of the world. And I'm quite glad that you're poorly, Ben, because I've got a point of order I'd like to bring up.
Oh, okay. Go on, then.
Last week's show.
What was wrong with last week's show?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You were absolutely brilliant. I don't know what you've been doing. I don't know if you'd prepped the show at all, but you were on fire. You made me... I felt like your Sid Little... to Eddie Large.
Well, there we go.
That's how good you were.
I'm not going to be doing much talking this week, Swampy, because I'm really poorly. Really poorly this week. My body's just gone, yeah, you've had a nice time. You've enjoyed Christmas. It's now time to sit back and let Swampy do all the talking. So, Swampy, have a good show.
Well, I'm glad that I've prepped for this show about 35 seconds ago since I got through the door. So, Ben, yes, it's welcome to the Red Rebel Radio show here on FC United Radio. First things first, we're bringing back a new feature, Ben.
Oh, yes.
Who's in the trap door? We often start the show, people listen to the build-up. No one ever knows who's in the trap door.
It's
this used to be something that might...
Yes.
It's who?
I don't know who...
You went, it's.
Oh, Swampy, who's in the trap... Who's under the trap door this week? It's Ian Duncan's.
Well, this week, as always, as always, it's Scouting for Girls.
Oh, I thought it was Ian Duncan Smith. Is it not Ian Duncan Smith?
Listen, Ian Duncan Smith is the jailer of the trapdoor nowadays. But Scouting for Girls are there. But also this week, for one week only, Sam Sheridan.
Why Sam Sheridan under the trapdoor, Swampy?
Only for the week, because obviously FC United have played against Ashton. He's an integral part of the Ashton setup. He was excellent at FC United of Manchester. And we don't want his wand-like feet instigating a defeat against FC United for one game only. Sam Sheridan, get in the trapdoor. We'll let you out after 90 minutes, about 5:30, 5:45 tonight. You can get out. Apart until then, you're in the trapdoor.
Well, Sam Sheridan, obviously a United legend. An FC United legend, of course, but a quality player. And he is one to watch this afternoon and to keep an eye on.
He certainly is, yeah. He's got silky skills. He's also been scoring a few goals for the lads at Ashton recently as well. So, you know, FC United have to make sure that they don't let him and afford him the room and the time to get his passing game going, because it is a pitch, which I would suggest is a pitch... Well, akin to steamed, really badly well steamed broccoli, which is basically broccoli should be crunchy, a slightly al dente, lovely and green and floral with a little bit of bite. But if you just basically leave it in the steamer a little bit too long, it turns muddy green and it's spongy and claggy and it's blooming awful. A little bit like Ashton's pitch.
I have to say, your description of broccoli is wholly inaccurate. I mean, I cut broccoli on Christmas Day. It's the most annoying vegetable out of the lot, I feel. It just sprinkles all over the place. You're like trying to tear it off. You tear it off and then you get broccoli shrapnel or bracknel, if you will, all over your face.
Ben, there's a secret to it.
What?
You cook the stem off as far as you can. So basically, to make it look like a tree with no stump.
Don't come here like you're Ainsley Harriet or someone trying to teach you how to cook, right?
Ainsley Harriet.
A broccoli is a broccoli.
You cook it in the pan.
I hacked it down. I'm not letting you get away with it. I chopped it down like some kind of Canadian lumberjack. I hacked away at it. I tried to trim it down so it was all nice and fluffy, like you said, bit crispy, bit El Dante and all that. Not having it. It shredded its top like some kind of autumnal beech tree. It was ridiculous.
Ben, you got it wrong. You see, no. You see, it's very, very simple. Just cut off the stem, put it in the pan, primarily steamer, and let it steam for 15 minutes. And then basically let it boil and then steam for about 3 minutes. And then they actually just all fall off by themselves. A little twig. I like the idea of you dressed as a lumberjack trying to hack down broccoli. I mean, I know you're posh, but I mean, you've got broccoli the size of Christmas trees, have you? Is that what it is?
It was game over. And I don't even know why you're giving cooking tips for broccoli. No one's going to be near the thing until next year. So you're not having it on your New Year's Eve buffet, are you, dear listener at home? Waste of time.
Broccoli's not a festive vegetable.
It's an all-year vegetable. Broccoli, never darken my door again. I've had enough of you. Anyway,
you've got to be two chainsaws.
It's a ridiculous vegetable. I've never known anything like it.
Sprouts?
The sprouts are fine. All good with sprouts. No worries at all. Just peel them a bit. Chop the end off a bit. You're all good.
No, see, sprouts. Again, this is the thing. I bet you put crosses in the bottom of them, don't you? Like your mum used to do. Little cross.
I've not got time for
it. Basically,
it's not Easter. I've got no time for that lark. What am I doing that for? Anyway.
Oh, people do that for years. They just mark the bottom of the sprout, little cross in there, put them in, and then they wonder why they're soggy.
Why? It's not a bun. What are you doing that for?
It's not a religious thing. It's just the way people used to cook, Ben.
Now we've got Brexit done, or whatever, Sweet. We're going to get blue passports, and we're going to go back to cooking sprouts the way we did back in the day. That's whatever.
Right. Yeah, that's true. What about the old turnip?
I didn't go near a turnip.
Roasted turnips for Christmas. Do you not have them for your dinner?
No. Carrots.
Carrots, good, yeah.
Roast potatoes, peas, sprouts, broccoli, pumpkin, sweet potatoes. That's how it works.
So you had mashed potato and roast potato?
Yes.
And sweet potato?
Yes.
They
were all cooked differently. So.
They were all cooked differently?
Yes.
What, you mean all in the oven?
No.
Actually, in your case, the microwave.
The mashed potato was done in the microwave. I'll freely admit that. It was...
Okay, what? Stop now. You made mashed potato in the microwave?
Yes.
What was it? What, five packets of smash?
No, it was ultimate mash. It was lovely. But the roast potatoes were made properly in the oven. Not Aunt Bessie's. They were my own. Roast potatoes and
yeah, but hold on. If you've made your mashed potato in the microwave,
yes,
did you have a provision of for roasties that you parboiled first in a pan then?
Yes.
Oh, so why didn't you just put all your potatoes in a pan?
I haven't. Right, seriously, I'm. You always criticise me for being, you know, just get home, put some fish fingers under the grill. Beans, lovely, done. I've cooked something proper this year.
It's Christmas Day. You couldn't get away with that for the kids. I mean, I know what you probably did. They probably woke up in the morning and went into their stockings that on the bed, and there was an orange and probably some fish fingers. And that was what they had to sort of play with until maybe about, you know, dinner time before you could bother letting them downstairs.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's Red Rebel Radio. Your one-stop shop for fixture previewing, the only show in town this afternoon, FC United travelling to Ashton United in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. Both teams formerly of the National League North. A win for FC United, and we go third, Swampy. Third.
Wow, it's as if you wrote that was all written down.
It wasn't. Third.
I know, even third, yeah. Listen, the results, again, yet again, went in our favour to a degree over Boxing Day. The likes of great result, absolutely superb result. Well done, Bamber Bridge. I mean, 2-0 down, coasting at the Giant Axe with Lancaster. And to come back and win that game by 3-2, absolutely outstanding. Also, watching the likes of Whitby Town beating South Shields again, absolutely superb. And then the other games around us, Stellenbosch Celtic beating Hyde at Hyde. And, Warrington drawing. And I think the only result that really went against us really was Ratcliffe Borough, or Ratcliffe as they're known nowadays. However, the great thing is, as you say today, Ben, a win, and we're third. And we're not only we're third, I think we're about, 3 points off second spot.
Right. I think what we should be doing at this stage of the evening, of the recording, of the proceedings of this morning's Red Rebel Radio, if you're following at home, is, you remember that night of the election where they have the exit poll? And everyone went, that's not going to happen, surely. That would be ridiculous. And then about 3 hours later, they said, we've got enough results now to readjust. I think it's time to do that with FC United, Swamper. Third. Are we still aiming for 10th, Swamper?
We could do. I mean, listen, the pack is that tightly bunched. Results go against FC today. As in their results, because we're the only team playing today. And then come next week, let's say we lose, we're back down a 10th. You know, it's as simple as that if everyone else wins around us, because everyone's on that 30 to 32 point mark. If we win today, we're 35 points. So we get a little bit of a buffer, but not much of a buffer at all. So, yeah, we can't make any predictions yet where FC will finish. We said, and as a club, I think we all were in agreement that we wanted a good cup run, play some entertaining football, and finish in the top 10 of the division. Currently, we're playing some great football. We're also maybe even the team of the decade, Ben. We're also doing well in the cup, and we're doing remarkably well in the league. But we have got a very, very big month. We've got, 5 games, not including today, of which all but one are away from home. So, you know, it's going to be, and there's long journey time in there as well, because if we end up playing Barrow, that's going to be a long journey. We've got Whitby, decent enough journey. Buxton, again, for some of the players, it's still a long way to go. It's only about an hour and a half from Manchester. However, it's a long enough distance if you're travelling as a football player. So there's a lot of travelling and a lot of games come thick and fast. But yeah, answering your question, third is rightly where we will be if we win today, and that'll be because of the quality of football and also the fact that we've really put a good run together. We've only been beaten once away all season. That was the first game of the season. So in that respect, hopefully we can go out there today and do a job. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very, very tough because it's the two teams that have had the biggest rest. And it'd be interesting to note that, Ben, when you talk to Neil this afternoon, his thoughts on having that additional couple of days.
Well, I have spoken to Neil already, and he was saying how, you know, it just made sense because of the where Christmas is this year. You know, it's a bit earlier in the week. You might as well have the benefit of the extra days. And Ashton United agreed, and that's why we've gone with Saturday. It was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Why would you think everybody else in the division wouldn't do that? Only Ashton and FC had the foresight to actually, you know, let their players actually enjoy Christmas. Actually not have to, you know, so it's slightly overindulge, which, you know, I'm talking food wise, you know, because players obviously are very fit nowadays and they really do look after themselves, but give them an opportunity to have that little bit of extra time if it's afforded, and then basically you play on the Saturday. I don't think there's any reason why every single team shouldn't have done it. And I also think, Ben, I mean, I know you're about to say it was a little bit weird, no games on Boxing Day for you as an individual, but again, it's just giving you time to spend an initial day with your family and having all the in-laws round, which you really, really could enjoy.
And moving along to other items on my list of things to talk about this afternoon, Obviously, FC United could go up to third. The other thing we should say is that with a win, FC United will be 4 points off top spots. Obviously, South Shields have played a game, will have played a game less, but we will have two games in hand over Lancaster City. I mean, you said how tight it's going to be, but FC United are in this, aren't they, as we head into 2020?
No question about it. Teams will not want to play FC United at this moment in time. If we win again today, you know, Radcliffe, haven't we, on the first, and then on the fourth, we've got Hyde. We win those two games, we've put ourselves clear distance between two teams that are right in it as well at the moment. There's no reason why, you know, FC can't continue on this great run. I mean, we've had a little bit of a blip. And it was a little bit of a blip, but only a little bit of a blip at the beginning of the season. Didn't win the first three games, then won, then drew, then lost again, and then went on a decent run again. So we've had three or four games where we've not performed to our full capabilities at the early part of the season. And we've seen other teams that have actually started off like houses on fire. And then all of a sudden, they've had a bit of a dip in form. I'm sure quite possibly FC probably have another dip in form, I would have thought. I mean, you know, unless the consistency can stay all the way through the season. And if it does, I'll predict this now, Ben. If FC United are consistently like they are at this moment in time for the rest of the season, they'll win the league.
FC United travelling to Ashton United this afternoon, and that leads us on to the top attractions that you can find in Ashton Underline. Obviously, everyone knows about IKEA and the Portland Basin and that kind of thing. Obviously, there's the Ashton Market, which is a beautiful market just off the bus station. And something that I'd just like to bring everyone's attention to, the skate station, Swamper. The skate station. It's where you can go skating.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a place where you could go and look at quite a rare fish in an aquarium.
You know, that's a niche joke, that Swamper. That's very niche. It's a skate station. It's on Boodle Street in Ashton-under-Lyne. Just to say that it's open today between 3 and 5 o'clock. So if you're a bit bored, you can just head over there, get your skates on.
If you want to avoid watching FC United versus Ashton, get yourself down, put a pair of rollerblades. Now, the question is, Ben, nowadays, in these skate parks, are you provided with rollerblades or the traditional four-wheel skate? Old school skates.
Old school skates. Party package one, it's £9.95 per head. You get a hot buffet for that. Ice cream. You can't go roller skating with ice cream.
Well, they can't. I mean, you've a hot buffet and ice cream, and you're trying to skate at the same time. That's going to be messy, Ben.
It's
going to be difficult. Especially if you're a novice, you could maybe manoeuvre around the skating park, try and get yourself a drumstick, scoop a bit of ice cream, and be okay. Is that anybody as well? Do they not do family packages?
Sorry, everyone. Abort. Closed to the general public. You have to book in advance. Ignore me. I'm just throwing it out there. If the boogie bus ever decides to come back into operation, this is
oh,
ideal.
Now that
or
would
Finney's
be a
listening.
Hey!
Or if Finney's listening. This is right your street. I'm telling you. Anyway, let's move. Oh, breaking news, everyone at home. The paper recycling where I live has been a bit out of control recently. The bin truck's just arrived to empty the paper recycling, so I'm going to have to go shortly because. All right, the paper recycling has been done.
This is great radio, this.
I need to go this shortly is great because radio. It's carnage. There's just loads of people leaving their houses now to get to the paper recycling bin with all their wrapping paper and stuff. This is a
problem, Ben, and it's a disgrace. And I'm actually there was going to be a serious point, but you need to leave, don't you?
No. You can do your serious point. Go on. I've got time.
We live in a world where we know we have a climate emergency, where we have an environmental disaster just across the road, basically, from all of us. And everyone has been discussing it. We've had thousands and thousands and thousands of people all around the world demonstrating. And what do they do? It comes to Christmas, they thrust, sod it. We'll wrap everything we can in anything we can. We'll buy in excess products with plastics, and we'll buy 20 presents when we need two. And all of a sudden, the entire environment completely goes out the window so people can have a good time for 24 hours. It's a disgrace. The environment is here forever. Well, it's not. It's going to be gone. That's the problem. So people need to stop being selfish and buying presents and wrapping things up. If you're going to buy someone a present, fine. Don't wrap it. Just give it them. They'll say that, you know, don't buy cards. Stop buying Christmas cards, birthday cards, flipping condolencing cards. All these, just stop buying them. We don't need them. We have a world now of the interweb. Just say happy birthday on that. And also stop buying a new mobile phone every 6 weeks, because that's not helping either. But anyway, it's just, I just find it a little bit, you know, what they should be doing is, if they are going to use wrapping paper, open your present slowly and then reuse wrapping paper for next year or for someone's birthday. It's very, very simple. These simple things are
happy birthday, son. Why has he got snowmen on it and Santa Claus? What has happened?
Because of environment. Because we're environmentally friendly, son, and we don't believe in throwing things away.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Looking forward to the Buffy at Swampy's house this week. It's going to be great. Obviously, we already know what he's going to be serving. Broccoli. But al dente.
No, actually, Ben, let me have a look on my... I'm just looking at my vegetable rack. Because I have a vegetable rack nowadays, you see. I've run out of broccoli. I've got shallots. I've got some red onions. I've got some soggy celery. Some vine tomatoes. Some lovely bananas. A little bit of cabbage left. And a turnip. And some limes. So it could be a very, very interesting buffet.
Well, speaking of vegetables, that's nearly shallot for this week's show.
Yay!
But just before we go, it is the end of a decade. And without giving too much away, we have got a special podcast out towards the end of the week where we're going to be unveiling a very haphazard, rushly put together team of the decade, an FC United team of the decade. Obviously, Swampy's not going to be involved in the actual show itself because he's not here to record it. But Swampy, we've been discussing, debating on our secret forum for several hours now with the various commentators of FC Live, and we've come up with a team. The message, it has to be said, FC United have had some quality players over the last 10 years who don't make the 11.
Well, to be honest, it's always tough to get 11 players, especially over the period of time of 10 years and the best FC team. We have debated, we've discussed 50% of the people that we sat down and discussed it with have been wrong, to be honest, in my opinion, and the other 50% have got it half right. And there's no real surprises, I would suggest. That's the one thing to look at. No great surprises. There are, in my opinion, we were cajoled into, like, we were kettled, like Ben became, just to let you know, radio listener, if you're going to listen to the show, that we were kettled like the police would do on a march, an environmental march to a 4-4-2, when... You know, in the season that we won the division and got promoted, we played 3-5-2. We've played all sorts of different formations. But Ben, you know, because he's cracked that whip and he's in charge. So we weren't allowed substitutes either. Just to let you know out there, we were not allowed subs. It's ridiculous. I mean, Ben's playing 1943 football, where basically if you lose a player, you play with 10 men. But it all become apparent. But Ben is right. There are a lot of players out there that have been omitted for the team of the decade, and one actually played this year, omitted from the team, and he played this season as well for FC. And how that person was omitted, because we'll never know. However,
I'll name this player. David Chadwick, he's who you're talking about, yeah?
Yeah.
It's the same principle as why we basically said, although Potts and Dodd and Tunde are quality players, you can't really say that, you know, they've been here long enough for the decade. Whereas Chaddy, it was 2010, wasn't it?
Ben, between 2010 and 2019, he's played 61 games. That's more than two players that are in our squad. So there.
I'm sorry, but everyone who was saying the centre backs, everyone agreed on the centre backs, pretty much.
I'm just saying if my process had been followed, then the centre backs that were picked would not have been included.
I know.
as great as they were. But I picked a team that everybody. I picked a team.
You saying I cracked the whip? Everyone said these are our two centre backs, and I went, "Oh, but they've only played one season. They only played one season. Doesn't matter. They're our two centre backs." So, okay, fine.
That's well, I said this. Well, I said the same. But we had people also discussing the fact that they were putting players for this season in. Well, you can't do that.
Well,
I mean,
no,
goodness gracious! Some players have played 19 games. Team of the decade. He's played 19 games. What? Great players as they are. Absolutely superb players, but we're talking about those players that have given, and it's more for me about what they've given FC. There's certain players that have played, you know, over 200 games for this football club, done superbly well for the football club over a period of 3 or 4 or 5 seasons. That what makes for me a player in a team of a decade. So again, that's me and my criteria. There's no denying the absolute quality of the two centre halves we were talking about. Outstanding players, the pair of them.
Not giving too much away, but they're the best. I think it's safe to say the two best defenders we've ever had. And we haven't gone 4-4-2 either, because we had to shoehorn a player in to make sure that we had the full abundance of quality going forward. That's basically what we've done. Which means we've had to neglect the central midfield, which is another bone of contention with what we've discussed.
Well, to be honest, the players that we've had in centre midfield for FC United have been absolutely superb. You know, the players admitted, like Nicky Platt, he's played 100...
Don't name names, Swampy.
Hey, what do you think you are? It's not the FA Cup 2010, you know. You're right, and that's why we should have had a squad. We should have had a bench as well, Ben. But you can discuss that, I'm sure.
Yes.
In the later show, you'll discuss the squad.
But Swampy, what a decade it's been following FC United, eh? Hey, what decade it's been?
Well, it's been a long one.
It has.
It's been a long one, and to be honest, the next 5 years or the next 10 years, it won't be the winter of discontent. It'll be the decade of discontent, because only the football can keep us smiling and happy. Everything else, well, goes by the wayside, unfortunately. But it's been a great decade. You know, starts off obviously with a phenomenal FA Cup performance, both against Rochdale and indeed against the mighty Brighton. And then, you know, we've played Torquay in the quarter-final of the FA Trophy. We've been promoted. We've had 4 seasons in the National League. We've National League North. We've also had a brand new ground. We've had the upheaval of with the board and the resigning of Carl Margeson. People stepping in and trying to sort the club out from a managerial position, including obviously Tom Greaves and then Dave Chadwick for a short period of time. And now we have the Renolution, as people have called it, who has started off this season magnificently, and he's building and forming a team which hopefully can be possibly the team of the decade now going forward, because there are some cracking players in there. I would have had 3 or 4 of them in our 11. But as you say, it's too early. It's not fair on those players that performed for 3, 4, 5, 6 seasons at FC United of Manchester. But certainly, good times ahead, you'd expect. We've got cup competitions coming along. We're riding high in the division. And hopefully we can either go to Atherton or indeed to Barrow and get into the last 16 of the FA Trophy as well. And, you know, let's try and go one further than we did when we played Torquay. So things are looking up, Ben. It's a good time to be an FC supporter, and let's hope the good times are going to become a plentiful.
Well, on that optimistic and positive note, it's now time to draw a line under Red Rebel Radio for 2019. We'll be back next week with the first ever Swampy's Red Rebel Radio 2020. Don't miss it, everyone. It's going to be historic and a milestone for everyone involved. But Swampy, you have a lovely new year. We'll speak to you on the other side. And what's your final song?
Well, I'm dedicating this to two Ashton stalwarts, in fairness. Dawn Acton, who played Tracy Barlow from Coronation Street, and Amanda Barry, who played Alma Sedgwick, but then became, if you remember, Alma Baldwin. The song, actually, is... And you listen, it's hard to find, but, you know, I've done some research and I found a artist that has actually got a recording contract in Ashton.
Okay.
And, yeah, exactly, yeah. and it's Victor Brock's Blues Train. All the very best, everybody. Everyone, look after yourselves, and see you in 2020. Take care.
This is FCUM Radio, lowbrow radio for a highbrow audience.